The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Howdy and happy Saturday to everybody. Welcome to Red Pill Politics. This is the top of the hour. Dos numero dos for you. That's right. A whole second hour of Red Pill Politics. Please do stop over to redpillpolitics.tv. Get involved. Get on the mailing list. Check it out. I have some snarky stuff there that I can't always fit in here on Saturday nights. So keep up. All right. Get involved. Also, republicbroadcasting.org, you're going to be able to go over there, check out the full schedule of programmers, all right, every day of the week, all weekend long, find something you like, find several you like, download them on your thumb drive, you can play them in your car, in your boombox, whatever, share them around, that's what they're there for, embed them in your websites, get the word out, that's what this is all about. It is listener-funded, so obviously I'm going to encourage you to hit the donation button. Donations, big or small, help pay the bills. And as I've always said, anything that doesn't grow dies. And I'm not quite satisfied with just stagnating. I want RBN to grow. I want people to be listening and prepared for what's coming. All right? And there's a wave coming. I just don't... it ain't a red wave unless it's communist red. And I hope not. Friggin' Republicans, they disappoint me something awful. All right, this wave that's coming has nothing to do with redness. And waves coming at them, too. They're just in the middle of the progressive communist and the wave. The wave is people that have said, you know, you all you guys have screwed up. But now the Democrats have been taken over by progressives who are, they hate America. They hate families. They are, man, they are intellectual and literal perverts. And they're running an entire party. You can't, you know, blame the deviant for being deviant. You all want to believe there's a two-party system, and you look at the other party, and what are they doing? How do you fight socialism? Well, they say it was socialism light. How do you fight communism? Well, communism light. No. You say no. And now everything's about to go in a free fall collapse. They saturated your schools, polluting your kids' minds. Your workplaces. I can't believe what businesses did to their employees, and the employees that just lapped it up. Circles on the floor. You people were obeying tape on the floor, for God's sakes. And now look at us. I couldn't be having a show. I have always said I'd love to just do something lighthearted and talk about something nice and righteous for a change. But here I am dedicating a whole show to preparedness and helping you get your damn family together when the whole damn system falls. Andy, calm me down. I'm getting pretty damn ticked off here at myself.
Well, hey, Dave, so let's go here. Red Picks Politics. Red Pill Politics. We got a vaccine for that. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, that's, it's all well tested and everything, right?
Absolutely. Yep. No, but no, you led up to something there. So So my thing, you were saying, what could you suggest to these people? How can we get some sort of solution here? My solution to people right now is really find out who your friends are. Really, I mean, because you meet somebody for a hamburger and dude buys you a drink, or a girl, you buy her a drink, and you guys start thinking you're friends. We really have a problem with the word friend, because there's a lot of people that aren't your friends that you consider they are your friends. And so people really need to find out who their friends are. And friends is something far more than just a word. You obviously know that, Dave, because you have friends, and then you have people you call acquaintances. But you also say, thank you, my friend, but that's just in jest. You still know he's an acquaintance, you know? And
you want to know who's going to wind up being your friend. It's going to be a lot like, do you remember when you were young and you first got your license and you were driving? You know, all your buddies that didn't have their license yet, and these people that you didn't even know, and all these girls that never gave you a glance, all of a sudden were your best friends. Well, that's going to happen here in just a little while, when the whole bottom caves in, when everything just fails, and they're left sitting there all saucer-eyed. What do I do? How do I eat? How are my lights going to come on? And they start becoming parasitic, sniffing around, looking, you know, all those crazies for years that have been talking about canning things. And buying up wool blankets at tag sales, you know, all these crazy preppers, they're going to become parasitic on them. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look around, see who else is oblivious, and gravitate towards those that are quietly trying to weather the storm as prepared as they can. But that's what I think is going to happen. And we got to be able to...
Yeah, well, I've seen this firsthand, Dave. I've seen it firsthand. You know, I didn't suspect that I would become a fence and deck mogul in Washington State. I didn't suspect that D.R. Horton would make me their number one supplier of fences, and they were the biggest buyer in Washington State, 10th largest house builder in the... Yeah, I didn't know that shit was going to happen, but it did happen. And so I made a lot of money, and so a guy who didn't have a lot of money had a lot of money. I didn't know what to do with it. You know what my natural instinct was? Share. What? Share. Share it with people. I paid people's rent. I bought groceries for people. I paid for kids to get on the junior football team that didn't have the money. They came up there just looking at the football team. Yeah, I want to play, but I can't afford it. You do what you're supposed to do. And you know what? Money is nothing. It's nothing. And if you really look at it, it really is nothing. We're playing with monopoly money here that just looks like official money.
Yeah, because there's nothing to see that turned into something, though. When you give directly like that, when you you can sit back and say, I bought that team's uniform. You know,
it makes a difference.
You know, you turn those Federal Reserve notes into something tangible and good. So, you know, they're not wrong with that at all.
I always wanted to have money, Dave. I always wanted to have money. And then I finally got money. I mean, I had money. I had money sticking in coat pockets and stuff, lying in my damn closet. Because I lived in a manufactured home in a motorhome park. And I was brand new, but I bought it, and I lived there. And everything was so cheap, and so the money that I had was just so sufficient. And I shared it with everybody. And this is why I can't understand these billionaires who have these billions of dollars, in which you already know they did not make billions of dollars. There's no way Bill Gates made hundreds of billions of dollars selling software on a computer.
See, they got past the point. You know, at one point it was about money for them early on. But once they had so much money and they could literally go anywhere they wanted to, own anything that they wanted to, it became about power. At that point for them, they like the psychopaths they are, it became about something more than money. That the real wealth that filled their cold black hearts was power. That's why Bill Gates,
we don't have to,
he wants to control people. He doesn't want to make them healthy.
No, they all want to control us, and that's the thing. So look at this. So China has bought up a bunch of our farming land. Bill Gates has bought up our farming land. And, you know, I was just watching on Jeff Berwick's show, the Dollar Vigilante. He showed a video of this guy. He held up a contract. He said, hey, look, I'm here in Indiana. I'm about to squash. This is an entire ready-to-take-down, you know, harvest corn here. They're paying me to destroy it. And guess what? Then he pulls another newspaper out and says, this newspaper is for the land right next to him. Our government is paying these people to destroy our food right now. Not just storing our food with the 100 flipping processing plants and stuff, but they're now paying people. They don't want us to have any food, because guess what? Henry Kissinger said it best, control the food, you control the people.
Yeah. And that's exactly, you know, one of the things that they're doing. Their choke points are several here. They're doing it with the food. We're seeing the early signs. You know, to me, these are like early, you know, these are, you know, the prices. The price of food right now is like a precursor. You know, we should be watching the food situation in general for a potential trigger. As I said, when that point, that day when, you know, these other, all these things that we're monitoring, you know, is power. Disruption of transportation. Are there bridges, you know, major bridges all of a sudden starting to be closed? What, you know, I want to get back on the topic of triggers. I knew this was going to be a hard show to stay on, because it really does lead off into so many other worthy subjects, too. But work with me here. I got one other caller on the line, but I want to pull at least one out of you here, Andy. What are some other observations that we could make? And again, let's use your situation. Let's say, you know, you've got to get your kids in whatever situation they're in and get them to your property. What are what's another trigger that you will see, that your daughter will see, your sons will all be able to observe if they're, you know, connected, you know, watching the news or what have you? But give me one thing.
Well, I'll do this real quick because you got another caller, but I'll do this. It goes back to the same thing we just said. Soon as the food shortage hits, I think everybody's going to wake up. There will be a serious trigger. That'll be a trigger to everything, because nobody suspects it. You, me, and everybody else know it's coming, that, you know, that's listening, but currently the average Joe out there doesn't know anything about the food shortage coming up here. So that's my major trigger. That's what's going to finally get my family to, and I don't want them to call up and say, hey, Dad, you were right. I just want them to call up and say, hey, how can you help me? Because I got grandkids involved in this, so I got to help somehow. You know, but they want to know that that's going to be the trigger. And unfortunately, that's probably going to be the trigger that gets them to wake up. It won't be anything else. They can't. You know, my daughter called up and said, hey, your mom, your ex-wife is here. She's double vaxxed and boosted, and she's still here, because I made a point of saying, hey, don't get the vax, whatever you do. So now that their mom is still alive, she might get my grandkids back. She might get the vax. I don't know what they're going to do. So there's a whole bunch of triggers, Dave. I don't even know where to go with the trigger there, but food for sure is going to trigger everybody. I'll let you go with that. Get with your next caller. Thanks, Dave, for your time.
All right. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing. I press other people and myself to try to identify what we could observe, what trends are likely to be a precursor to a systemic breakdown. Got another caller, Pat, calling in from Texas again. Popular night for Texas. How are you, Pat?
Very well, because Governor DeSantis just called an emergency in Florida. The hurricane Ian, I-A-N, is... I'm pretty sure that it's going to hit the Gulf Coast. And I still have post-traumatic stress disorder from Michael that hit it in 2018. And almost everybody does there. So anyway.
We did a two different hurricane responses from the Northeast down to Texas, and then over in Florida. And man, would talk about widespread devastation, boy. And it was an amazing experience to be part of that. But, yeah, we're going to just have to keep those folks in our prayers. It is hurricane season right now. And we know things can, I mean, but they got some head notice. This is, again, you know, one of those things at a regional basis where you got to have some sets of triggers and things that would get your family's attention, get them home and prepared.
What I'm thinking about it. I wish I had thought about before. Oh, I wanted to find out the radio stations that would be reporting down there, because one in particular, but it's been since 2018 and I don't remember, but I went to Conservapedia and I said, what radio stations are in Panama City? Okay. And so I got a list. Okay. Well, that didn't help me very much. So then I had to go. I said, I bet you I could find out that stuff on Google. You can't find out much there. But I went there and I started finding out what kind of radio stations they were. Oh, I thought that was a college station. Okay. Well, who knows? They're open 24 hours. Who knows what would be, you know, broadcasted. And so you could do stuff like that in advance. So you could, you know, you can get on the internet and listen to radios.
Well, yes, I was going to add to what you were saying, having local radio stations when you, you know, have a projected hurricane like this, that's certainly one way. But another that is kind of related to that is you can go online and find feeds for ham radio. So you might be able to tap in, and I think down in Florida, because we were we did that because a lot of our people had programmed their handhelds to the 2-meter repeater system down in the Florida area. So you can get, you know, real ham operators right in that actual area bouncing signals off these repeaters that you might be able to get from the internet if it's up. But the towers themselves, of course.
That's what John Moore, he regularly, I think it was every Thursday or Friday, he talks about ham radio and all that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to encourage people to get involved in that. But I don't have time or I don't want to learn it. But, you know, young people.
Well, you're right, though. That's a good backup to have, because if you are individually prepared and can power the thing, it is a way to get word out at different radiuses, too, locally through the 2 meters, and you go to 60 meter, and you can go around the world. All right, so absolutely, this is something that people from a preparedness point of view should have, you know, all their backups on communications. But I'm trying to take that away right now, because there are so few people that are just unaware of ham radios, basically, that it becomes almost logistically insignificant when it comes to bringing your family together. So what might you observe that would say, oh, boy, there's I know that because A, B, and C happened all at the same time, that this is only going to go south from here, and you got to get your family together. What observations do you feel? Would it be, like I mentioned, the PSAs, where all, your phone, your TV, the radio, they just repeat government propaganda? Do they shut the schools down? If the schools nationwide are shut down? Someone in text chat mentioned FEMA. You know, is FEMA activated? Yeah. Is the National Guard activated? What are some triggers that you think that you could put together that you would say, all right, at this point, we really need to muster and get our family together? And then the second trigger, when have things gotten so bad that you need to put it back because you're growing up with red pill powder?
Are you with now? For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Where he was born and raised.
Back, this is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. Stop over, check out the other programs, share them around, hit the donation button, and show the love. That's right, use some of that money. I know I have got just about enough to keep my account alive. All right, luckily, you know, and I was similar, Andy was talking earlier, you know, there was a point in his life, and I was there myself too, where money was what it was about. And it was kind of the same for me. I had just gotten out of college, and I was a late bloomer, if you will. I went out and let real life kick my ass for about 11 years. And then when I had kids, I realized I can't have a job where I'm laid off in the winter months. It was a hard job. I abused my body something awful. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it my whole life, and I certainly didn't want to be laid off in the winter months. I wanted to be working. So I went to college, and I got out, and I could have worked anywhere on the East Coast. I could have worked at Woods Hole, probably. All right. I just love the environmental studies and limnology and that type of thing. And I could have made money hand over fist so easily. And, you know, I was a little intimidated by that. I never really left the area. I was always a local boy. But I also had children. And it was drummed into my head at a very early age. You've got one shot at raising them. And you can pursue what you want after that. And that's the route I took. And, you know, whatever. That's just my route. Here I am. But right now I'm worried about them. I got one child. My youngest is fairly close to me, you know, half hour, 45 minutes away. But that's still a half hour to 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to bring my kids together? We got Pat from Texas is on with us. We're talking about what are some observations and triggers that we can identify early on. Right now, we can be thinking about this. So when these begin to develop, we know better what to do. We can be calm, not panicky, because there's going to be a lot of panicky people around us. But that's not going to be us. Pat, what do you think? What would be something you might see either in the behavior in your town from your officials, law enforcement, services, what might your TV be telling you? What would be an indicator to you that it's time to muster your family together?
Oh, I don't know, but what you said before about having like a code is good, because people warn, you know, that if they know a little bit about you, they'll come up and say, your dad sent me to get you. Get in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very good.
There's a world full of predators out there. That's exactly what I remember the fathers talking about that, especially with their daughters, but with anybody, is that in a time of chaos and entropy and confusion that, you know, all the perverts out there would be rolling up on kids saying, hey, your dad sent me to get you. Hop in. You know, eventually they ask a dozen kids. Eventually, you know, some poor kid's going to get in a vehicle thinking they're going to be going to see daddy. And we thought about that. So the code word was it. And we had, you know, every family, you know, had its own code word. But when they were going down as teams, these were specific teams of dads driving these ugly blah-looking minivans. We're going to go down, and their kids were instructed that no matter what officials tell you, here is a point, here's a GPS point, here's a whatever, this is where you go and hide, and I will get you. And that's the arrangement they had, and they knew the triggers. And that's what we're trying to discuss tonight.
Good.
What are those right now in modern day? Because things have changed from then to now.
Well, I wanted to tell you, J.R. Moore talks about satellite cell phones. And, that might be a pretty good idea, because Hurricane Michael was so bad that Verizon swore they'd be there. No, they weren't. There was nothing that worked. I mean, the first responders did not have any way to communicate with each other. So AT&T, they pull in their tractor flatbed and put up a big tower, and everybody has to wait in line for hours.
I was being a meanie tonight, I guess, but I took away that. The assumption is that we don't have communications, okay, for whatever reason. It could be an EMP. They may have some other way of shutting down those satellites. You know, so what we have is only our preparedness with our families. Got another quick break, Pat, and we'll wrap up with your final thoughts right after this short break. This is Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org. His website, check it out. See you in a minute.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Saturday to everybody. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope your gardens did well this year. Hope you got a second late crop in for these cool days right now. Boy, there's things like peas, all kinds of cool stuff out there. Be rotating in those crops and filling that pantry. All right, you are not going to be disappointed if you do. Hit the farmers markets. All right, there's hopefully some abundance out there to be found. Tap into it and, again, get these freezers and pantries filled up. You're going to definitely need it. Pat, I need to squeeze out of you, too. All right. Andy was dodging around my question. You know, one of the people in text chat, because my limitation on this is the assumption that you're not going to just be able to call up your child or your spouse or whoever and just say, oh, boy, things are getting a little bumpy. Maybe we all ought to get together over here tonight. You're not going to be able to do that. So this is assuming that you are able to communicate now while you can to say that if such and such happens and we're not able to call each other on the phone, that means you got to come here right away. All right, your plane can stop, and you got a meeting point, and you go to it.
I want to say something before and help Andy too. We got to depend on God, and I'm not trying to say you shouldn't prepare, but I remember when my son was in the earthquake out in California, the one that was so bad. The Lord told call him, just call him. He's been there 30 days and he hasn't called you and told you anything. And so I didn't even have a phone. I think we're in the midst of moving or something and they already cut it. I went to my neighbors and I said, I'll pay you for long distance if you'll let me use your phone.
And you're going to see desperation around communication like that. People are just going to be freaking out and throwing their phones and, you know, snapping up other people's phones and all kinds of craziness. But we got to get beyond that because that technology has been a dangerous double-edged sword right along.
If we trust the Lord, like that's what I was going to tell you what happened. And I called him and I got him on the phone, the earthquake. I spent the night with that or somewhere near that lady. And I was up real early, and I thought, I'm going to try to call him real early. And I did, and I got it. He said, Mom, I have never been, I've been through hurricanes, I've been through everything, but I've never been through anything like this. He said, Al and I were screaming at each other right in front of me, and we could not hear each other. And he said, we have glass all over this place, and there's not a thing broken, Mom. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? All the phones went down by 8 o'clock. You know, it would have been a basket case all day if I had to call.
But you're talking about an observable, natural event. An earthquake is something, when the communications go down and traffic is interrupted, you know why. It's the earthquake. What happens when something has happened at the political and financial level, where there has been a systemic breakdown that has now brought us to a point of collapse? We're about to collapse.
Oh, you're talking about, they said turn your money in by December 13th. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that a trigger? Yes. Financial activity. If there is activity at the banks, this is exactly what we got to go in that direction, because this is an area. Is there interruption between you and your funds?
Okay.
Is that a trigger? I say yes, that's a good trigger to be thinking about.
Jeff Bennett on RBN, he sells these little things about the size of a credit card where you can break off and there's silver or gold. And that would get you somewhere if you didn't have any money, or somebody says, I'm not taking that green stuff
You're talking about the next level. I've got a second set of triggers that I wanted to discuss. We're not ever going to have enough time tonight, but the second part of it was, you know, first is the triggers to get everyone together to your meeting place or your home, and second is, when has it gotten so bad that you need to bug out, where you just can't stay in your home another night, it's time to leave? Okay, because that, you know, there's two realities. Sometimes things can be shaken to their core. You can hunker down and you know, sustain and get through it. Other times, you see what's happening all around you, and you just got to go. What are those triggers?
When you're in a hospital, when you live or work in a hospital, they have disaster drills. And a lot of people say, well, that's because, you know, they're going to plan to do something crazy or something. No.
What if they close the hospitals? What if they close the hospitals? That could happen in a more extreme situation.
When the patients are coming in faster than you, you have to plan how to triage them. You put a tag on their arm. one is not as bad as that one. This is, you know, and the next guy, he takes care of that. That's planning. Mm-hmm. And you got a plan. You're talking about planning, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we talked about, too, we really started drilling deep. This is an amazing discussion. It really deserves hours to expound upon. But gasoline, terrorists are always a possibility. And we knew that one of the ways that a small handful of terrorists, you know, maybe a dozen of them throughout the country, could go up to any gas station with a $20 bill. They don't need credit cards and licenses and things to identify themselves. You know, $5. I want $5 of gas. And just dump it on the ground and light the place up. And do that at the same time. Imagine a dozen gas stations going up at noon across the country. The reaction of government would be to come in and shut down all gas stations, stop all fuel trucks. They do it to us. We do it to ourselves. So, you know, the triggers were discussed in terms of if you hear in the news that a gas station goes up in flames, you are to go and gas up immediately. And then if you hear that a second gas station goes up in flames, you prepare to go to the meetup point. So, you know,
on the Gulf Coast, boy, the one thing you better do is fill up with the gas right away.
Yeah.
And you can teach your kids to keep their gas tank full.
Yes, you're on empty when you're at three quarters. All right, when you're at three quarters, it's time to go tank up.
No, just train them to tell them, just keep it full all the time, and do it at night because less evaporates at night.
Yeah,
I mean, the cost of it right now. Yeah, but that's what we really do need to do is plan, and
yeah.
I think that's the main thing you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, part of being prepared is the pre-part. We got to have this in our heads. And I'm telling you, it reduces stress when that time comes. Because when that happens and that trigger occurs, you go, ooh, holy mackerel, I thought about this a lot. I've got a plan. And you immediately, you go into action, whatever that is. Gather your stuff and you're in action, you're moving now. And there's a sense of confidence and comfort that comes with that. That helps reduce, if not alleviate, the majority of the nervousness and that tendency to panic. You won't panic. So, all right. Well, Pat, thanks for the call. I got another one on the line here behind you, but it's always a pleasure hearing your voice, my dear.
Thank you.
You have a good evening now. Yep. I really hope I'm planting seeds tonight. I knew we'd never get through this entire thing, and it really does deserve greater discussion. But think about those triggers right now, in real time right now. Even if you've done this before, and this is what, you know, the beauty of hindsight is working with these guys, you know, maybe a decade or more ago. All right, our discussions were similar, and they're also different. The political environment is entirely different now. So absolutely, if it was the same team of people, would be reconsidering and looking at this with fresh eyes. Let's plant some seeds tonight. You know, disruption of fuel, being able to just gas up, is that one? You know, what kind of tinkering with your bank account? The people, they did something at the national level. Or, you know, the entire East Coast all of a sudden. You know, is this one of a set of triggers that should put you on high alert? I don't know. Let's find out. Maybe Chance from West Virginia knows. Chance, how are you this evening?
Hello, Little Feet Dave. Welcome back. You sound rejuvenated, by the way.
Oh, well, I tell you, like I said, it was absolutely wonderful to actually look up and see the stars at night and just be surrounded by forest. It was wonderful. We camped out in the tent, had a nice little campfire, just me and Sweetie Pie and the pups. And
I hear you.
But I came home all stressed out that all these things I didn't do. And but, yeah.
Hey, look, I see the same thing where I live. You know, Little Feet Dave, I got to get philosophical on you. I've been thinking lately, maybe it's a midlife thing. I'm 62. I think you're close to my age. And I took an early retirement because I had cancer 15 years ago. I took my early retirement. And you know what I've noticed, Dave? I've noticed now, for the first time in my life, I'm financially secure. I own my home outright. I own my car and my truck outright. But when I look back in my younger years, when I was struggling to make ends meet, I had a good job, full-time job, but I also worked a part-time job. I've noticed when I look back, the friends I had were much closer than the friends I have today. So, and I have to say to myself, you know, it's a philosophical thing, and I'd like your opinion on that. It seems that when I was struggling, now I'm financially secure and I don't have those money worries, but I was happier back then, believe it or not.
Well, it's a ripple effect. I mean, we've talked about this when you've called in before about the attack on the family unit, which is the nucleus of all that's good. It starts from there and works its way out. But when you start life, a typical young family right now is so divided, the allegiance of the child shifts almost immediately to government when you put them into one of their government schools. Now, you know, you've created divide, not only divide, but the lack of closeness.
All right, well, Dave,
children
Dave,
today don't even experience that level of closeness in love with a sibling or a parent.
If I can interrupt you for a moment, Dave, you threw me for a loop there. I'm talking about my stage in life right now as compared to my life back then. Now, you're saying that, in other words, what you're saying is the family unit, all our family units, including mine and my friends, were much different, and that's the reason why?
No. Let me finish. It metastasizes with other relationships that you have beyond that. Your first relationship, if you think of the, you know, human development, we start as, you know, a blank slate, children who are directly influenced by the input of their parents in that family unit. And they experience closeness. They experience direct love with one another, an intense love and closeness. And then all relationships outside of that, in some way, shape, or form, are reflections of it. All right? You may think, you know, that, you know, as a kid, my dad's the biggest, most, the grandest of all men in the world, right? And you have this type of a man relationship with your dad as you go out and have other relationships with other adults. You know, it reflects like that with your siblings, all right? And then you go out and interact with others that are the same age as your siblings. But, you know, the way we interact and the closeness that develops is a some sort of a reflection, but it ripples right through all of ours. And right now, we're a society, I've said this before, we're like 2.5 generations into kids that have had their heads softened in the public schools. In the government schools.
Horrible things.
And it's affected our relationships and how we as individuals interact with each other. It's criminal. This is me awesome.
Dave, I was thinking along these lines now. When I look back when I was struggling, and I look back now where I'm not struggling, I'm not hurting at all, and I say to myself, could it be that people have changed? People want more from each other rather than just that friendship, that true friendship.
They want more. They don't ever want to give to a relationship. Everything is given to them. In fact, they don't know what a relationship is. It's been substituted with technologies in Game Boys, in Xboxes. You know, all those other things are substituting real life relationships. So,
when you get
together, it's such so distorted and polluted by then.
That's right. See, Dave, that's why I don't engage in that bullshit. If I can't sit down and talk to somebody personally, I have no interest. Going through machines and going through such cold, impersonal.
But you got to admit, those relationships are like the one that I talked about. The nucleus, the family, is one that develops. So I would say that as you interact with other people in the world, you know, there's people, I meet a lot of different people. I go to an event, meet 100 people. And, some of them, everyone you give an even shake to. But some are relationships, people that you meet. And for whatever reason, they're relationships that you develop, the trust, the integrity starts coming into play. Closeness develops. Hey, I got the bumper music, Chance. You hang in there till after the break, and I'll give you the final word on this. This is Red Pill Politics. RedPillPolitics.tv is the website. We'll be right back right after this break.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm going to wrap up here. I'm going to give Chance 60 seconds for his final thoughts, and then we're going to wrap up the tail end of the show. Chance, what are your final thoughts, brother?
Yes, Dave. I guess what blows my mind is this. I can understand the younger generation being duped by this impersonal technology as far as relationships go, but I can't see people. Now I'm 62. I can't see people, I would say, 50 and above falling for this. And then I got to ask myself, if they do,
now they're among those they're among those that have disconnected and say, you know, I don't care about politics anymore, and have kind of just.
Well, I'm not only talking politics, Dave. I'm talking personal relationships now, with friends, opposite sex, whatever, what have you. And I say to myself, well, if they are falling and being duped by this, also, how secure can their personal relationships be as opposed to the younger generation? It can't be much better because they detach from each other. Rather, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, the first caller of the night, and I'm glad we end on this. It's a great transition. Is, you know, this may very well be the thing to bring families closer together that never thought and never could any other condition be brought together. But this may be it. May very well be it. Chance, thanks a lot for calling in. I sure do appreciate it.
You
have
you
a
now,
good
Dave.
Evening. All right, you have a good night now. Yep, there's a lot of time we should be thinking about this right now. All right, urgently, take a look around you. Watch the news. Look at what's going on in the world. And I mean, look at the independent stuff, too. What are the real things that are happening around the world financially? What are other governments doing to their people in terms of oppressive movements, their services? What did they say they were going to do to us? What has the World Economic Forum said? What did Event 201 say? They've kind of told us already. Let's be looking in those areas. Let's turn those into little signals and triggers. You know, are there any 3, 4, 5 triggers that you can say and get together with your family and let them know? Y'all just got to agree on it and make it happen. Hopefully you've got a bug out zone. There's times to bug in and a time to bug out. You need to be talking about that. There's some places that are not capable of bugging in for very long. That when things degrade to a certain point, that you gotta go, even if you have no place to go. But that's a discussion for another day. And be prepared. I promised that we'd talk about our four-legged friends. And I really wanted to spend a half hour or more on this. But don't forget about them. And I am going to follow up on a future show. So I hope you do tune in next Saturday. All right? Love to have you on board. You know I love spending Saturday nights with all y'all. All right? So please do share the word. RepublicBroadcasting.org is a website. Make a donation if you can. And, of course, RedPillPolitics.tv, where you can get some snarky extras from me. All right, every Saturday, 10 to midnight Eastern time. You guys, love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. See you next week.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com. RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.